Hello, everyone. Welcome to Morning English. This is Max.
Hello, everybody. This is Blair.
欢迎大家收听早安英文。节目开始之前啊，先说一个小福利。每周三呢，我们都会给粉丝免费送纸质版的英文原版书。微信搜索早安英文，私信回复抽奖两个字，就可以参与原版书籍的福利抽奖啦。这些英文原版书啊，都是我们的老师为大家精心挑选的，是学习英语非常非常好的材料。坚持读完一本呢，你的英语水平一定会再上一个台阶的。快去公众号抽奖吧，祝大家好运哦。
Max, you look so happy today. What's the big news?
It's not that big, but I finally got my second shot of the COVID vaccine. So now I am ready to travel again.
Oh, really? That's a good news.
那 Max 老师啊，今天这么开心呢，是因为他刚刚完成了全部的两针新冠疫苗的注射。那疫苗这个词我们可以来学习一下 vaccine.
Yes.Vaccine means a substance that is put into the blood that protects the body from a disease.
对 ,vaccine 啊这个词是一个名词，那我们用作动词打疫苗呢，我们就可以说 vaccinate, 已经打完疫苗了，可以用它的形容词形式 vaccinated. Max is vaccinated. Max 老师已经打完疫苗了。
Exactly. Well, since we are on the topic of getting vaccinated,Why don't we just extend the topic a little bit today?
No problem.
那今天呢，我们就跟大家一起来聊一聊啊，关于接种疫苗的那些英文表达吧。那今天的英文笔记呢，也为大家整理好了，欢迎大家到微信搜索“早安英文”，私信回复“加油”两个字来领取我们的文字版笔记。
So Max, when did you make the appointment?
Well, it was sometime last month.I got two shots and there was a 15-day gap in between.
对，新冠疫苗一共是两针，对不对？中间间隔啊，要必须超过15天以上。那 make an appointment 就是我们说的预约。我们去打疫苗之前肯定是先要预约的，对不对？
Yes, you need to make an appointment to see a doctor, to get a vaccine, to go to the bank, to a fancy restaurant for dinner, pretty much everything nowadays.
Yes, exactly. So, did it hurt?
No, not at all. Well, I did feel a little tired after the first one, but it was just like an arm workout, and it only lasted for like 2 days. And the second one, I didn't feel a thing.
啊，那我 Max 老师的话，对于很多害怕打针的同学来说啊，都是一剂安慰剂。打针不痛的哦，我们 Max 老师刚刚说了，所以大家不用害怕。
Yes. Have you made an appointment yet?
No, not yet.
Why not?
Well, seems like there's a shortage of vaccine this month.We're unable to make an appointment online.
Oh, yeah. It was definitely more crowded the second time I went to the vaccine clinic.
对，这个月呢，我尝试有在网上预约啊，但是已经约不上了。然后 Max 老师也说，这次他去打第二针的时候啊，人明显会更多一点。所以疫苗应该是有点紧缺。那什么东西紧缺了，我们就可以说 shortage of 什么什么东西。
Right. For example, you could say a shortage of cash, a shortage of skilled staff.
Yes. And I have allergy problems, so I think it would be better to just wait a little bit longer.
Yeah, right. You mentioned that before, I remember. If you have allergy problems, you'd better be careful.
对，那可能有一部分同学应该跟我一样啊，是过敏体质的。那打疫苗之前呢，最好还是要先查清楚，这样会更安全一点。那过敏问题啊，我们就可以用 allergy problem 来表达。
Yes, so now that I'm all vaccinated, it's easier for me to travel.
Well, China is still the safest place now, but where do you want to travel most? What's your first destination?
London. I miss my family and friends.
And the rain?
No, not the rain. It's been raining here every day recently, and it's just driving me crazy.
Yeah, I miss the sunlight so much.
最近长沙已经连续下了几十天的雨了啊，相信很多小伙伴也跟我一样，非常的想念阳光，期待天晴，对不对？
Yeah.
All right, Max.
你知道吗？刚开始在中国接种疫苗的时候啊，并不需要排队，但是呢，也还是有很多的人不愿意去接种疫苗。
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Well, especially for older people. You know, they're pretty vigilant when it comes to get an injection.
I can understand that.So, here, vigilant means being very careful to notice any sign of danger or trouble.
对 ,vigilant 就是我们说的非常的警惕啊。那刚开始在国内接种疫苗的时候呢，很多的老年人不愿意接种，是因为可能老人家嘛啊，对于打针吃药这种事情，他们一般都会比较的警惕。那 vigilant 就是我们说的警惕的、警醒的。
Yes, For example, you can say a pilot must be vigilant at all times.
Do you know what the government did?
No, what did they do?
Well, first, they got banners everywhere, like really big banners, to tell people the benefits of getting vaccine.
Oh, cool. Did it work?
Well, it worked for some people, but still, older people are much harder to persuade.
Oh, that's true.
语言终究是苍白的啊，咱们中国人自古就讲究实用二字，对不对？轻飘飘的承诺算什么呢？怎么能留住居民，尤其是顾虑比较深的中老年朋友们的心呢？
So, they came up with a better idea.
And what was that?
Well, they gave out free eggs, a dozen of eggs, and toilet papers to those who got vaccinated.
That's clever.Older people are definitely going to fall for that.
对，省吃俭用的老一辈啊，他们最喜欢什么呢？当然是囤多少都不嫌多的必需品，卫生纸啊，对不对？但是啊，老人家更喜欢的呢，还是免费的鸡蛋。为了拿到免费鸡蛋呢，大爷大妈们都赶早的去接种疫苗，接种人数呀，也蹭蹭蹭往上涨。
Well, who doesn't need toilet paper and free eggs? Can I get another shot just to get free eggs?
No, you cannot. And they also give free gifts like dessert coupons,Free movie tickets, free sesame oil, stuff like that.
Now, I'm really jealous. Why didn't I get free stuff like that? I also want free eggs.
Well, maybe it's because you're not old enough.
Oh, okay, fair enough. Well, I feel a little bit better.
虽然社区呢送出的东西大多数人都能够轻松的买得到啊，并不是说值多少钱，但是免费送的当然更香啊，而且还真的有用。目前呢，国内的疫苗接种率已经迅速上升了，在过去的一周啊，达到了平均每天接种480万剂疫苗，比上个月增长了300多万。
Yeah, that's good. I hope the number of people getting vaccinated will be higher in the not so distant future.
对，也希望大家呢都能够尽早的预约到疫苗啊，因为尽早打，尽早就能够得到免费的鸡蛋和厕纸了，对不对？
That's right.
Okay, 那我们今天的节目啊就先到这里了。最后再告诉大家一个好消息，最近呢我们还有一个早安英文会员的免费体验活动，就是把我们价值9980元的会员课啊免费开放给大家。同时呢还有一个专属的学习社群，创始人 Alan 老师在群里带着大家一起学习7天的时间。这个活动啊特别适合真的想要提高英语水平的同学，限量名额200个，想报名免费体验的同学赶紧微信搜索早安英文公众号，回复数字888就可以加入了。
So that's all for today's podcast. This is Max.
This is Blair. Thank you so much for listening and see you next time.
Bye.
This podcast is from Morning English.
学口语就来早安英文。